بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزيه عنا ما هو أهله واجزيه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Last we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mateen, Al-Qawi. Al-Qawi, the All-Powerful. Al-Mateen, the Invincible. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we mentioned, we use these beautiful attributes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in our du'as also. فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. All the beautiful names belong to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Therefore, فَادْعُوهُ, make du'a. Call out to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala by His beautiful names. One is to use it in our du'a. Then we understand the name of Allah before that. I'm using this name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What does it entail? And then to use the name of Allah, to utter the name of Allah, the attribute of Allah, with complete conviction, yaqeen, that this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will display it. Allah will make izhar of it. Allah will exhibit it, this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah will show it. When and how? That is in the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have yaqeen upon it. So one is to speak about it, one is to use the name of Allah, and then also, as you come here every Thursday night, Abu Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, the barakatuh, says we come with a reason of islah. We want to rectify our hearts. We want to recognize Allah. For islah, for ta'aleem, for hidayat. We've come to rectify ourselves, our iman, our akhlaq, our ibadat, social interaction, business dealings, all these are discussed. In some majalis or the other, Ya Allah, I've come to rectify myself. And the muslihah haqiqi, and the one that will rectify me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is murabbi. Allah is the one that will make my tarbiyat. How much desire I come with? I've come with desire. This is the avenue where I show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala my desire to change. Sitting at home, we know it won't happen. Doesn't show desire. If I want rosy also, the desire is I have to go out. I show Allah my desire. I have to work. So for islah also, for hidayat also, Allah has avenues. Like for islah, we go to the khanqas, we go to mashayikh. I want to reform myself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees that the steps you are taking towards reformation, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes to the rescue. Ya Allah, I want hidayat. I want to change myself. I want guidance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We go out in the path of Allah. They say to learn we come near, to understand we go far. To understand we go far in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, I want hidayat. So make the effort of hidayat. Ta'aleem, we go to darulum, we go to maktab, madrasa. So these things are created, desire is created. The desire is created whether in the majalis, whether in the halqa of ta'aleem in the masjid, whether in the gusht also, then now we for my own hidayat, hidayat of mankind. So these are avenues where we show to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want something. In dunya we understand this very well. This we understand, we over-understand it. Over-exaggerated also. Over-made amal too. We know in dunya, if you want something, and we say, kamana farz hai, we say to earn a living, livelihood is farz, it? We have to go. We have to go out because, and we hear people say, you can't sit in your laurels and expect you to fall from the sky. Sometimes we tell the children also, what it is going to fall from the sky? You have to work. And we see also, you see all this what we have. You see, with the approche, it's ours, we worked hard for it. We worked hard for it. So we have to look after it. If only the time comes when you say, I didn't approve din che, we worked for it. So what Allah Ta'ala has given me, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, we spend some time in the path of Allah, we said by the mashayikh, we sacrifice a little bit. If only that time comes in our life, when we can tell our children that alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, we made some qurbani, some sacrifice for this deen. We can't let it go like that. We can't just let it go like that. We see that little, the son of ours just spending money. He said, Bhai, please be careful. Look after your wealth, look after. How we say, look after the pennies. And what will happen? The pounds look after themselves. Look after the cents, the rands look after themselves. So equally in deen, what we must tell our children, look after your nawafil, your farais will be safe. Look after your wajibat, your farais will be safe. Oh my son, read your nafil also. Read your sunnats also. By reading your nafils, then your sunnats will be safe. Read your sunnats, your farais will be safe. So that time has come also, where the son will see, my father, so long namaz. So ask the son, how many rakats in Isha? Today about 17. You pass the exam? Yes, 100% for the exam. When you read 17, the last. Today some boys are asking them in class also, which you mentioned the satis before, the sunnahs of drinking. So we asked the boys also, I think there were 40 alim boys. So they're all sitting with the jojo tanks. 5 liter. Now in Ramadan, Allah's fazl, we're having iftari, so there's a South African family there, father and son and grandfather. So what a big container he had of water, subhanAllah. So the young boy is telling his father, the father asked him, how many cups it took you to fill this container? He said, 41 cups. Just over one chilla. This is over 140 days. They 41 cups to fill it. So much of water. So I asked the boys, third year alim boys, what's the dua for drinking water, after drinking water? They're all looking at my face. They're not written over here. Say, you learned it in Maktab. You learned it in Maktab. But you forgot. You're drinking so much of water, Hazrat says to read the dua won't make your throat dry, that you have to drink more water to drink the dua. A simple dua. Read the dua. Alhamdulillah, الذي سقاني عذبا فراطا برحمته ولم يجعله ملحن أجاجا بذنوبنا. Now it is such a long dua, and we're drinking so much of water. Then we ask the question also, that how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi drank water in a day? Because the dua was so long also. But the effects of water is in the dua. The effects of water is not in the water. Today the doctor says 6 glasses you have to drink. 6 glasses. But he didn't take the name of Allah. He says, you have to drink 6 glasses of water, 100 liters of water, to flush your kidneys, and then you need oxygen in this, oxygen in that. The oxygen will come from the dua. Now he drank all of it, whether it's detrimental, whether harmful to me, whether beneficial to me, all depends on the will of Allah. But I didn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this whole majalis, going in the path of Allah, sitting in the halqas of ta'aleem, is for my hidayah to show Allah my desire to change. That's how we come out for the majalis. Myself also, sitting here, is that I want to make islah. Allah will make the islah. Allah will make tarbiyat. Allah will reform our hearts. But you show our desire. Dr. Abdul Hay, Arifi, rahimahullah ta'ala, was a khalifa, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah Ali. So he was in Karachi. Hazrat Thani was in Thanabon in India. And hundreds of kilometers away. So he would say, any masla I had, any problem, taqaza I had, then I would, that time I was writing letters, I would write a letter. And if you remember, in South Africa also, we had letter boxes before, post box. Brother, remember the post box, what color it was? It was a red color. They had it on the streets. We had the payphone, telecom payphone. Then we had the post box also. So you put your letter in there. So they were under British rule, India at that time. So put the letter in the post box, stamp on all the time, and then it will go via wherever it is, and then come to the village in Thanabon. So he says, I did what I have to do. I wrote my letter and I sent it. Allah Ta'ala saw that I wanted help. So who will come to the rescue? Allah. So he says, I will send my letter. And Hazrat tells us also, irrespective of whether the Shaykh replies or not, but who will reply to you? Allah says, "Udu'uni astajib lakum." You call unto me, I will respond. Call unto me, I will respond. Make the dua. Ya Allah, make my islah. Allah give me hidayat. Allah guide me. If you make this dua, Allah guide me every breath of my life, every step of my life. Allah don't leave me to myself. That I make my own decisions. Allah, you guide me. I need you every breath and every step of my life. Hazrat taught us also. Every 2 rakats nafil we read, we make the niyat of shukr, hajat, tawbah, and istikhara. Every 2 rakats. Allah, istikhara also. Istikhara, talabul khair min Allah. Allah, I'm asking you goodness from yourself. Allah, you guide me. Every step, Allah, which way to go? How to do it? How to say it? What I must do? Because you're making decisions all the time. Whether to go salah early, whether I'm going, decision to be made. To leave early, to Allah, you guide me. Read my full namaz and then I will leave. How much durood sharif to read? Allah, you guide me. So we're asking Allah for guidance, for hidayat, for khair. And then we make the niyat of isale sawab also. Allah, the 2 rakat namaz I read, give the reward to so and so marhumin. So they get in the reward also of your ibadat. So what will happen? In exchange for that, Allah will appoint somebody also when you're in the qabr, they'll send for you also. For every hal jazaa al ihsani illa al ihsan. The reward of a good deed is a good deed. So you did a good, Allah will make those that will remember you also. That your name won't just die like that. Allah will remember you by means of his bandas, by means of his slaves, he will make dua for you. So Dr. Arifi would say that I will send the letter. And he says, before the reply can come from my Shaykh Hazrat Thami rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Ta'ala already sorted out my problem. And then when the response and reply would come from the Thami rahmatullah alayhi, whatever he had written in there, Allah inspired me to do the same thing. Allah inspired me to do the same thing. It was just nurun ala nur. Guidance upon guidance. But I did what I had to do. I made ittila that I informed my Shaykh of my condition, of my problem. And who will come to the rescue? Allah will come immediately. Before the makhluk can come, Allah will come already. So because the Shaykh was here. Hazrat says also, is it necessary that the Shaykh has to respond? And if he responds also, he doesn't have to send a detailed reply. Can this be wa alaykum as-salam? May Allah make it easy. Finish, dua was there. He can't make it easy for you. The Shaykh can't give you hidayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was even, the Quran Shaykh Allah Ta'ala mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, regards to his uncle, Abu Talib, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. Oh my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in verily you cannot give hidayat to who you wish to. Who you love, you can't give hidayat. Rather Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat to whom he wants to give hidayat to. So we are mukallaf and obligated to make the effort of hidayat. This one point comes to mind also, as it speaks about this. And now we find the different types of mediums of spreading deen right now. The different avenues that are being adopted. And he has it mentions also, that's our topic of discussion, but khair. We'll discuss it whatever we learn from Hazrat Wala. He says, now everybody wants to give Deen-e-Islam a facelift. So just change it a bit. Different models of Deen right now, different model. We all want the latest model. But for us, the latest, the last model, is the best model till Qiyamah. The model of Madina Munawwara, the time of Rasulullah SAW, that is the best model till Qiyamah. Deen-e-Islam doesn't need a facelift. Whether it's a Salafi model, give it a facelift a little bit. Whether the Turkish model, whether the Emirati model, whatever it may be, they say we don't need a facelift. Our deen is our deen, beautiful as is the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till Qiyamah. We don't need anything else. How he dressed, what was his hairstyle, how he ate, what he ate, this is the best till Qiyamah. And if we can't see it, and Hazrat says, it's like the person sitting in the hospital, and he brought nice, mashallah, biryani for him. Qurbani goes. Was afran inside also. You just entered the hospital, already you can smell it. That there's something special you brought. And you feed the sick person, he says, it doesn't taste right. He said, nothing wrong with the biryani. It's your taste buds. You got bronchitis, you got pneumonia. So if I don't feel that deen of Muhammad Rasulullah to be that perfect deen, there's something wrong with my imani taste buds. That I want a facelift. Because you do see the beauty in the original sunnah. So Hazrat says, you want a facelift, you want to change the deen of Allah. We say, no, adopt this avenue, adopt this means, adopt that channel, adopt this tube and that tube and the rest of it. He said, we don't need all these things over here. The original deen, and then what is the catalyst? Those that want to go into these channels, etc., and make deen a modern deen, what is the catalyst? What is the reason behind it? What is the spark? Why you want to do these things? What's the reason behind it? We want to spread deen. You want to spread deen, want hidayat for the people. who had more fikr for mankind than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He has greed for you, for your hidayat. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. Allah says in Quran Sharif, possibly, O my Nabi, you're going to destroy yourself. بَاخِع. The word بَاخِع is used. They said بَاخِع refers to the chicken which is slaughtered half and left to die. How the chicken flaps his wings in sakarat. So Allah says, O Nabi of Allah, you're like the chicken finishing yourself for mankind. When are they going to get hidayat? Can't sleep. Allah can't eat. What's going to happen to mankind? What's going to happen to them? بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكْ. You destroy yourself if they don't bring iman. So who had more fiqr and more concern than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Then too, how careful he was when he came to intermingling, when he came to mixing with the Jews and the Christians. تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِيمَةٍ. Yes, O Nabi of Allah, give them the da'wat and tell them, come to a kalima, come to a common platform where we worship only one Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But then too, we differ in our ways, etc. So here Hazrat says also, what is our obligation to the deen of Allah? Is it the hidayat of mankind? Understand carefully. Is it the hidayat of mankind, or our obligation is the effort of hidayat? Our obligation is the effort of hidayat. The results are from Allah. The results are from Allah. Our obligation is to do the correct effort in the correct manner according to the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's our obligation. Not that we have an overdose of hidayat now. That we want the hidayat of mankind, therefore now you must take videos. Now you must go on YouTube. Now you must take selfies. And the rest of it now for the hidayat of mankind. The sister now, she's got shauq and desire for deen. So she'll take a selfie with me. So let's take a selfie with her, win her over. But where are you going to win her over? You lose the battle. She'll win, you won't win. There's no selfies. There's no selfies, there's no videoing, there's no YouTube. Your responsibility to make the effort of hidayat within the sunnah, the results are from Allah. Now they might get hidayat also. So to say, some guidance they found. And now they made some contact with a certain alim of deen, because he's very famous. He's very famous, become a celebrity. So now he'll guide them on certain channels, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, etc. You want to explain a masala also. Somebody sent me one time on masala. He said, the masala is correct. They sent me on TikTok video, explaining how to read Thana Subhanaka Allahumma Bihamdik. I say, Ya Allah, to make a video to teach him Thana also. How to read Thana. That is, audio is sufficient. But I have to make a video. Now how do you make a video explaining somebody how to read Thana? They don't need for a video. You just got to explain to the person how to read Subhanaka Allahumma Bihamdik. So one person said, but what's the problem with it? What's the problem with it? We're making the videos, coming online, coming on video, have a YouTube channel. You'll win the people. You'll win the people over. So I was a bit crude. So I told him, if the ulama-i-karam have to go onto YouTube with the qirat, with the nazam, and with the bayans, they're not going to go in two-piece kurta. They're going to go with the scarf. And how we say in Joburg, we say in Darum, it'll be khakit. Well dressed properly, everything. And he's got his channel. Your wife will subscribe. Your daughter will subscribe. Then you will make salam to your wife and your daughter. You will make salam to them. Because it happened already before. At one time, there was a street barai. And the person who was making the barai, one of our relatives. So a lot of old people on the street also, some widows there, old couple was there also in the 80s. So he said, I'm burying the meat, and I can hear there was one widow there, there was another old couple in the 80s. So that widow and that old couple, the lady of the old couple, they're talking. So that old lady over 80s, she's saying that old lady is a widow also. She said, tomorrow pa hai ITV che. So she said, bhai. So she asked, you have ITV at home? She said, Nanima, I don't have. She said, Jovanu. You must check it. She said, who Jovanu? She said, Aik Muli Saab che, etlo roparo che. She said, one Muli Saab, they come some 6 to 7. My husband knows that time mustn't trouble me. I'm a Muli Saab che. That's my Morana, that, and he's so handsome. Inna lillahi. Said 80 years old already, she fell in fitna. At 80 years old, she fell in fitna. That age already. So when we're speaking to the youngsters, I say, if the ulama have to go now into all these channels, etc., and it becomes widespread in our localities. Now imagine that Morana is the top qari in the masjid, who is the top orator, etc., and he's been shopping in Chekstar. And your wife and daughter has to be there doing shopping. Say, hey, that's a Morana. Can you get a signature selfie with him? I say, but your wife and daughter is gone then. They follow that mulisab. They become maftuna. They fall into fitna. And how strong he is to keep his iman also. That is happening even in the haram sharif is happening also. Selfie is taking place. We met a certain alim, certain moranas. That they also are supposed to become selfless in the haram, not selfie. Forget yourself. You forget yourself who you are, your status. You come in haram, I'm nothing. Now I become somebody in the haramain also. Inna lillah. Then there also people now to come meet me. When you ask Haji Naqwada Sahib Rahmatul Ali, Hazrat in the Haram of Medina Munawwara, do we go and look for the awliya and the ulama there? You say, Are Murana, the biggest holy of Allah is in Roda Mubarak. Nabi Ali said, go and sit over there. Don't go looking around. Yes, by chance you meet somebody by all means. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But you don't go looking for anybody. Unless you have somebody specific that taught you the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's different. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that our obligation is to do the effort of deen and not the hidayat of people. Hidayat is from Allah, we do the effort of hidayat in the correct manner. So here, Dr. Arifi rahimahullah, he would send his letter and the guidance, the hidayat, the ta'aleem, that's direct from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Mu'allim, murabbi, muslih, the one that will teach, wattaqullah, wa yu'allimukumullah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, have taqwa of Allah and Allah will teach you directly. Allah will teach you directly. Dr. Sabir rahimahullah was the Khalifa of Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So he would say, and he was at ajib level, he was, of taqwa also. He would come every year to South Africa, when Haji Farooq Sahib, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So he would say that every morning I would give my sabak to Haji Farooq Sahib. He was doing kitabs by him. So he would say that sometime I would read the kitab by heart also. So Haji Sahib would ask him, that how you know the sabak so well? He would smile. He was a khadim, Haji Farooq Sahib. A very high level. Very high. He passed away very young in his 40s also. He became the beloved of Allah. So he would say every night in my dream, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes and teach me the sabak. Comes and teach me the sabak ahead. What muhabbat, what love, what islah. Direct. Is being taught via Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. That's why we say to the alim, boys, nothing is difficult. If you say it's difficult because you're relying on your own intelligence. And if you don't have it, then to take the kitab. Quietly in the corner of the masjid, open the kitab and say, Ya Allah, this kitab I can't understand. Ya Allah, fafahamnaha Sulaiman. Allah says, we made Sulaiman to understand. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give me how you give the faham, understanding to Sulaiman, give me also the understanding. Ya Allah. The kitab is beyond my intelligence, Ya Allah, but you'll teach me. Ya Allah, you'll teach me. Take the kitab on Quran and go sit with it and say, Ya Allah, this kitab, that's brilliant. Hafiz boy, take the Quran, Ya Allah, teach me this Quran Sharif. How Allah will open the heart? How Allah will give it directly? How will it come into the heart? So the means and medians of taqwa. And as Hakim Sahib will say, Rahimullah, we get taqwa, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Just go pareraho. Just go and sit by them. Just go and sit with them and taqwa will come in the heart. What is taqwa? I don't feel like making guna anymore. I don't feel like making sin anymore. And if the inclination is there, is that like before? It's not like before, because now I can picture the tasawwur of Shaykh with Salah. Alama Shami has a chapter also to think of your Shaykh in Namaz, whether he's shirk or not. Whether he's shirk or not to think of the Shaykh. Like some people say, you talk more about your Shaykh than Sahaba Ikram. Hazrat. Because my Shaykh taught me the love of Sahaba Ikram. I learned it from my Shaykh or from my Ustaz, the love of Sahaba Radhi. Before that, I didn't know about Sahaba. I didn't know about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So I learnt it from. When nobody says to the doctor, you're talking about your professor every time. When you talk about Allah is a Shafi, Allah is giving Shifa, no. But I learned it by this professor, he taught me how to do open heart surgery. So I appreciate it. So when it comes to dunya, we understand now the effort has to be made. We say, don't sit on your laurels and you think things will fall from the sky. So hidayat won't fall like that also. Islam won't happen like that. There's the effort behind it. And Allah Ta'ala appreciates, Allah is Shakur, Allah appreciates the effort we are making. And this whole effort of coming to the majlis, the whole effort of going in the path of Allah, the whole effort to sit for ta'aleem in the masjid, what do you call it in Sharia? Mujahada. This is mujahada, to come and sit wholly at work, but then to Allah, I'm going tonight. I'm going in the path of Allah. Ijtima fikr is on right now. Jamaat is going out in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, I'm going still. Whether it be for one night, Ya Allah, give me the means, even to spend one night. Hazrat would tell us in Darul Uloom that time, even you have to fly all the way from Johannesburg to Durban for one Jummah bayan. He says, you don't know whether your hidayat is written, or whose hidayat is it. Go and do it. Somebody will get hidayat. Allah will appreciate your mujahada. And those that will make mujahada, Allah's promise is, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا أَنَّهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those that will make mujahada in our path, that will exert themselves in our path, Allah says, my promise, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Now look at this word. We know hidayat. Allah says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. لَا comes with emphasis. Most definitely. Urdu we say, بَزُرُوا بَزَرُور. What do we say? Zarur? We say, بَشَك. بَشَك means definitely. بَشَك. زَرُوا بَزَرُور. Allah says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. You will definitely guide them to paths. Not to one path. Subulana. Parts of hidayat. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, how many parts of hidayat there are? He says, some of us even say, equal to the amount of creations of Allah in the world, in the universe, there's so many paths to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Some of us even say, equal to the amount of breaths, equal to the amount of breaths the creation is taking, Allah has so many paths to reach Him. And Allah will open different paths. Sometimes you will find that now the path of Quran will open to me. Ya Allah, I'm enjoying it. Every ayat I'm enjoying. Sometimes the path of zikr will open. Sometimes the path of salah is opening. One path will open, and more paths are opening. And these unlimited paths. Hey, I'm enjoying everything in deen now. Sitting in ta'lim is a different enjoyment now. Going out in the path of Allah, sleeping in a sleeping bag, Ya Allah, different enjoyment this. I'm not getting my sleep also, I'm making Allah, Allah. So used to my bed and pillow, but I'm doing this in love of Allah. That's what I'm enjoying too. And now Hazrat says, when you will get that enjoyment, all the different avenues and avenues are opening up of hidayat, then Hazrat says, everything else just becomes bland. Then the fishing becomes bland, the golf becomes bland, the swimming becomes bland, going here having coffee becomes bland. I don't have to go for coffee, it'll come to me now. Say, Allah, where this came from? Where this came from? Allah says, now, you're sitting making Allah, Allah, the whole universe will come to your feet. Allah will send it for you. How it comes, the way it comes, Allah Pak will send it to a person. As it, Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah explains it. So he says, sitting in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, just sitting there making Allah, Allah, he says, one ashik came in, Hazrat, I was looking for you. He'll have one parcel of money there. Ya Rab, what am I going to do with this? He said, I took you with the right hand, and give it that to somebody else. But you need some money, but just take it, carry on. Somebody else came, something else. Pomegranates came from Taif also. He says, now so many came, how much am I going to eat? He said, Jazakallah, I'll give you reward. Allah, give you more barakat. He said, from here it came and he went away that way. Just came and he went. Feed the makhluq of Allah. Feed the makhluq of Allah. He said, Allah gives barakat like that. Sitting in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. So therefore we come for hidayat. We make the niyat every week. Hazrat says, you have to make this niyat. Not just, I'm coming. But make the niyat, Ya Allah, I'm coming to look for hidayat. Ya Allah, you guide me. Ya Allah, I'm coming for hidayat, I'm coming for islah. Ya Allah, something was hit my heart, but my islah takes place. My reformation takes place, whether it's my akhlaq, whether it's my ibadat, whether it's my thoughts, whether it's my heart, whether it's my ways. But Ya Allah, make islah of some department of my deen, changes now, that I become a better person, become a true slave of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Ta'aleem. That now my ilm also increased, my knowledge of deen increased also. I learned something tonight. Ya Allah, that too I take back home. That the whole week now is in my mind. Like how we mentioned last week and the week before also. It just this thing sticks in my mind. Ya Allah, I'm that fake banda, that fake slave. Every time I get about haughty, Ya Allah, I'm just one fake. Ya Allah, make me real. Make my namaz real. Make my zikr real. Make my Quran real. Ya Allah, make me a real person. Make me a real banda, a real husband, a real son. Ya Allah, my whole life will come out as a fake only. And when I go into the qabr, Mawlana Umar Palampuri rahimullah wrote to his Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Say, Hazrat, I'm crying now. I can't stop crying. This fikr has gripped my heart. 30 plus years giving bayan in Nizamuddin. Every morning, 3-hour bayan. For more than 30 years. Whole dunya listening to Mawlana Umar Sahib. Whole dunya is speaking about him. Now he writes to his Shaykh, Hazrat, after all these years, this fikr has, concern has gripped my heart. If I go into the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, I raise before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he said, O Umar, his name was Muhammad, O Muhammad Umar, There's nothing in your records what you did in dunya. Say, I'm afraid, ya Allah, nothing comes out right. Where are you going to run then? Who are you going to go to? Did everything you did for sure? People spoke about you. They mentioned your name and you enjoyed the praises also. But you did nothing right. And you thought now you were on the haqq, on the right. But nothing came out right. See, Hazrat, where am I going to go to? If only Allah accepts just my 2 rakat namaz, I'll be happy. As the Shaykh replies, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, say, Mawli Umar, Mubarak to you. Mubarak to you, for years I am crying that Allah Ta'ala must accept one sajda of mine. You worry about 2 rakat namaz, I worry about one sajda, ya Allah, whether I did it right. I ask myself today, whether I can say with conviction and with confidence that at least today I made one sajda correct. Can anybody say why? Today I got it right. When I was there, from the first Subhana Rabbi until the last one, my mind didn't wander. It was there. Then I can realize, ya Allah, my islah. Ya Allah, my one sajda, just put it right. My one sajda, my one attahiyat, my one durood sharif, ya Allah, just accept it. And that to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Aisha radiallahu anha, that on the day of Qiyamah, no one will enter Jannah because of his a'mal. We only to the rahmat of Allah. Aisha was surprised, only to the rahmat of Allah. But how much a'mal you do? O Nabi of Allah, what about you? Even me also. Only be to the rahmat of Allah that I will get Jannah. Not through my a'mal. A'mal will be a cause of the pleasure of Allah. To be favorable to a banda. That he tried, he did something. He tried and he did something like how in Bani Israel there was a person. 500 years he made the ibadah for Allah. Non-stop. And then finally, when he went before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala saw his a'mal, Allah Ta'ala said to him, I go to Jannah through my rahmat. He said, hold on, you're not through your rahmat. 500 years ibadat. Through your rahmat? What about the 500 years ibadat? So Allah Ta'ala says, yes, alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah. The 500 years you worshipped me. So, told the malaika, just take him for one round in Jahannam. So he just went for one quick round, so he had a dip and out. And the heat of the fire of Jahannam gripped his throat. The thirst, he came out panting for water. He said, Ya Allah, one glass of water. Acha, give him a glass of water, 500 years ibadat. He said, Allah, one glass of water, 500. He says, you want it? He says, I need a glass of water. So give him 500 years, that's how much it's worth. So to say, is worth only to quench your thirst. It won't even buy you Jannat. That's what I saved you from. That's what your 500 years saved you from. Doesn't entitle you to Jannat. Now you want Jannat, my rahmat, now you go. I said, Allah understood now. That's the value of my 500 years. But this ummah, subhanallah, we got ilatul qadr. And then every night, authentic riwayat, person who reads 4 rakat salah, every night, after Salatul Isha, we got over 2 sunnat, 2 nafil, 3 witr, 2 nafil. So we got that 4 rakats. The person who performs 4 rakats salah, 4 rakats after Salatul Isha fard, Allah will grant him the reward as if he performed it on the night of Qadr. Better than 1,000 months, Allah will give it to him. Allah Ta'ala give us to understand, my dear brothers, that what we are coming here for, what we want from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that our own fikr, not only ourselves, but the whole of mankind. Shouldn't be a certain person in guna and sin. Person in guna and sin should pain our heart, Hazrat says. Why should pain our heart? Why should it pain our heart? Hazrat says, we shouldn't hate the person. We feel pity and sorry for him. And what do you say? Ya Allah, if only he knew your muhabbat and love, he wouldn't do this. If only he knew how much you love him, Ya Allah, and how much he should love you, he wouldn't have broken your command. He wouldn't have broken your command. See, then you feel sorry for him. Why come and show the love of Allah? How much Allah loves you, how much you should love Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then Ya Allah, he won't break your command. Because he doesn't know. Doesn't know the muhabbat of Allah, therefore he's breaking the command of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the muhabbat in Quran Sharif. What is the love of Allah? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Sahaba ikram didn't just love Allah, they had intense love for Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So much love they had for Allah, but Allah Ta'ala dictated in Quran Sharif, Ya أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ That all people of Iman, whoever turns away from the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, here it refers to the muhabbat of Allah. Whoever will turn away from the loving Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, فَسُوفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهِ Allah says, soon Allah will bring such a nation who will love Allah and Allah will love them. الله واللوف دائما دي واللوف الله تبارك وتعالى إن هم مش لوف الله تبارك وتعالى يكون نيوز دي أفتر هذه ست صفات يجاهدون في سبيل الله يجاهدون في سبيل الله the same people that they'll be hard upon the kuffar and all the ways of kuffar they'll be hard upon it in all the occasions functions the dressing the children they'll be hard upon the tariqah and the way of the kuffar we don't want it and when it comes to the believers they'll be soft they'll be compassionate يجاهدون في سبيل الله and they will strive in the path of Allah and when they will strive also وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ so Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explained this ayat he said they will strive in the path of Allah to find Allah to find the love of Allah he also subhanallah in Arabic we have الْإِضَافَ إِلَى الْفَاعِلِ أَوْ إِلَى الْمَفْعُولِ sometimes it's مُضَاف we don't know technicalities basically it means when you see Allah Ya Allah, ask of your love. Ya Allah, I ask you of your love. So there's two ways to look at this wording, at this sentence. I ask you of your love. It means, Ya Allah, that one meaning is, Ya Allah, that you put in my heart to love you. So they will say, no, we're not asking for that. Ya Allah, we're asking you love me. Ya Allah, you love me. And you love me, my work is done. Aim it here whether I love Allah or not, but Allah, you love me, then your love will come into my heart. But one is ask Allah for that I love Allah, whether Allah will love me in return, I don't know. Like Layla Majnoon. Layla loved Majnoon, but it was not from her side. Like the farm boy we mentioned, farm boy wearing his suit, boot and tie, coming out from the 50s and 60s, and now he's walking to the village. They call a city village, coming from the farm. So he's going to the village, and his friends see him all dressed up, wearing now old, 1950 model suit, by where are you going? So I'm going to make nikah. He said, with who? He said, I'm married already. He said, who? To the king's daughter. King's daughter? You? Farmer boy. He said, how the nikah is done? I already accepted her, she must accept me. Ya Allah, you accept me. Ya Allah, you love me. So the Kimza would explain that they strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you strive in the path of Allah, then all the comments will start. All the comments will start. Whatever so be al-haq, whatever so be sabr. When you proclaim the haqq, now you'll hear all the comments, hey, it's gone too heavy now. That shaykh of his now, and that one, and this one, and where he's going again now, what he's doing, not worried, doesn't care about anybody, he's only worried about, all the comments will start now. And segregate the family, he said, now it's no fun, you go and drive. Can't go anywhere with you. Everywhere is haram, 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 haram. Everything take haram. Can't go out, can't go here, can't go there. Now weekend the wife will see also, now what's this two-piece kurta you wearing? Now kurta you wearing weekend also. We can't even go anywhere with you. Now you made the given da'wah of haqq, whatever so be sabr. Now make sabr. Now you'll extend in the family also. Now what's all this is up to now? Then as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, when you strive in the muhabbat of Allah, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ they have no fear of any rebuker. They have no fear of any rebuker in the path of Allah. And ya ajib, in Arabic, لا تلبرت ولا يخافون في لا لومة لائمين لائم means a rebuker the one that scolds you so يلا تلبرت this word in Quran Sharif لومة لائم it brought it singular and also نكرة نكرة meaning that you don't really give it any attention so he says for the awliya and the friends of Allah تبارك وتعالى and Allah's محبت will come in their heart he says the whole world can get together to oppose them to them it'll be like a singular person. Won't even bother them. Whole world can come against them. Make comments also. But I'm on the path of Allah. In the path of Allah, on the path of Allah, nothing will bother him. With akhlaq also, with character also, slowly, slowly he'll win their hearts. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat, inshallah. Make zikr. When you make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this is the khayy of the heart. When you say, La ilaha illallah, then we say to Allah, Ya Allah, there's nothing more powerful than the kalima in the entire universe. There's nothing more powerful, whether it be our habits, whether it be our lust, our desires, inclination, Allah Ta'ala's name is the most powerful, it will conquer any type of habit. Ya Allah, take it out. La ilaha. As it will say that you must make muraqaba, Ya Allah. Take everything out from my heart like a vacuum cleaner. Vacuum it out. Take out all the filth and the dirt. Illallah. Ya Allah, you come into my eyes. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Ya Allah, I can't live without you. Ya Allah, I need you. I want you. Ya Allah, come into my life and take control of my life. With la ilaha, negate everything. Even myself, Ya Allah, I am nothing. Me kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. Ya Allah, I don't own anything. I don't have anything. Ya Allah, you are everything to me. In this way, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana janisu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله Allah, 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 الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا الكريم رحيم الله يا واسع المغفرة يا حليم يا كريم O most kind Allah, most tolerant, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, forgive us for the sins of our eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what do you give us eyes for, O my Allah? To look at your Jama'ah, to look at Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to look at Baytullah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. To look at our parents of muhabbat and love and our families, O my Allah. Now to look at haram, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have abused our eyes, O my Allah. Breaking your command, O my Allah. Using your ni'mat, O my Allah. Then to your muhabbat, your shafqat, your compassion, your overlooking, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Then to your kabdai Allah, the sight within our eyes, O my Allah. O my Allah, how tolerant are you not, O my Allah, that you look at all our gunas and our sins, O my Allah. What you give us ears to listen to, O my Allah, to listen to your name, O my Allah, the beauty of your name. Ya Allah, to listen to your dhikr, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. To listen to Quran tilawat, O my Allah. To listen to the adhan, to respond, O my Allah. To use our feet to come to the house of Allah, to perform salah before you, to bend our backs to go into sajda. Oh my Allah, give us tongues, oh my Allah, to use in your dhikr, to read Quran tilawat, to call the makhluk towards you, oh my Allah. How you have used our faculties, oh my Allah. All belong to you as the designer, you the engineer, you gave us everything, oh my Allah. Only for your worship, only for your ma'rifat, oh my Allah, to get your muhabbat and your love and your dard and the pain of your muhabbat, oh my Allah. The day we wasted our years, oh my Allah, our life, our health, oh my Allah. The ummah is going to gyms, O my Allah. Ya Allah, running on the beach, look at the haram, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what you made us for, Kareem, Rahim Allah. You made us the imams of the time. You made us the ummatis of Imam al-Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ya Allah, we are following others besides our Imam, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Give us pure clean hearts, O my Allah, that we cannot, Ya Allah. We cannot bear the fitnas around us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us pure and clean eyes, O my Allah. Clean hearts, O my Allah. Clean tongues, purify our ears. Purify our hearts, O my Allah. They feel the pain of the ummah, O my Allah. Where the ummah is going, where they are sitting, where they are eating, what they are doing, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that pump in your muhabbat and your love. Make us those fish that swim the deep oceans of your muhabbat and your love, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us sukoon, itminan, Ya Allah. Give us sukoon, dil, O my Allah, sitting in the house of Allah, making your dhikr, listening to Quran tilawat, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment in these avenues, O my Allah. To pack our sleeping bag and stab in your path, O my Allah. Speaking about you, sitting in the halqas of ta'aleem. Spending restless nights in the masajid, O my Allah, crying for the ummah upon our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what is happening in the ummah in Gaza, O my Allah, be it in Gaza, in Kashmir, in India, in China, O my Allah, remove our hearts, O my Allah. Save us from your disobedience, save us from israf, O my Allah, save us from wastage, from extravagance, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us hearts, Ya Allah, the pain for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, make us true believers, Ya Allah, give us real iman. Ya Allah, save us becoming fake slaves, O my Allah. Make us haqiqi and real bandas of yours, O my Allah. We surrender to you. That we become yours, O my Allah. Our day, our night become yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our life become for you, our living for you, our dying for you. Tari ashiqo me jina, tari ashiqo me marla. Ya Allah, to live amongst your ashiqin and your lovers, to die amongst them. Ya Allah, how did you just to be dead when this fitna? How to become alive when the zikr takes place, O my Allah? Ya Allah, when this fitna has become alive, O my Allah, when the zikr starts to become dead, O my Allah, what has happened to our hearts? Our hearts have become dead, O my Allah. Revive our hearts, give us true iman, true taqwa. Ya Allah, we have enjoyment, we enjoy ourselves in Quran, tilawat, dhikr of Allah, Ya Allah, speaking about you, taking your name, O Ya Allah, going from town to town, Ya Allah, basti to basti, O Ya Allah, from village to village, town to town, city to city, masjid to masjid, O Ya Allah, speaking about you, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, give us this pain, give us that muhabbah, give our families, our wives, our children, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, the entire ummah, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, keep us in your rahmat, O Ya Allah, keep us in your ni'mat, O Ya Allah, Ya Allah, send your help for the ummah, O Ya Allah, guide the ummah, O Ya Allah, clothe the ummah, O Ya Allah, accommodate the ummah, O Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the days of Hajj will soon begin, O my Allah. The season has begun, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, open the doors of Haramain Sharifin for the Ummad. Open the doors of Masjid al-Aqsa. Close it upon the Jews and the Christians, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. It is the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu that perform salah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his Bumarak feet over there, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah. Give us the sanctity of all the Haram, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Return it to the hands of the Muslims. The time comes. Come when the Muslim Ummah will tie the Ihram and Masjid al-Aqsa with a break upon the tongues, Ya Allah, proceeding to Makkah Mu'azzara. At the time come again, Umma Allah, very soon, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let your Khilafat and your deen be established in the world, Umma Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, make the Shimaz a great success, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept it from us, give Hidayat, Umma Allah, give us Hidayat, give our children Hidayat. In Abdina wa Ya Allah, in our progeny till Qiyamah, there be one mushrik, one kafir, one bid'ati, O my Allah, keep them upon tawheed. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salam, min dhurriyati, Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a, Rabbana aghfirli wa li walidayya wa li mu'minina yawm yaqumu al-hisab. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahlu, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin. Just a reminder, my dear brothers, as we all know, every Friday night we have a Shab Guzari program, Masjid al-Hilal, where programs take place on Asar. It starts after Maghrib, there's a program after Isha, after Fajr. Brothers are requested, make some time, come for at least one program after Isha program, Hayat al-Sahaba. As we learn and we hear the stories of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. The Ishtima is going to take place in Johannesburg also, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of May. May Allah ta'ala makes it a great success, inshallah. Whatever fitnas in our country around the world, barakat of all his majalis and ishtimas, Allah Ta'ala brought the winds of hidayat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accepts. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.